These areas have been in nitrogen and potassium applications for several years, and the plots remain in the same area. So if that plot gets zero potassium, that means it hasn't had potassium in the last 8 years. If it's getting 120 pounds of potassium, it's getting 120 pounds of potassium in the same plot every year. Same thing is true with nitrogen. So again, I'm going to skip through the first part of this because we've already talked about it. And hopefully, I only saw one person leave and I didn't see anybody come in, so we're okay. So I'm assuming that you remember this part. So we're going to get straight under the results. See, I told you I could pick up time this way. But the first few years of this study, I've got, and there'll be a lot of slides that look very similar. This is corn yields. This is 2001, 2003. The next slide will have the next 4 years. And we've had a pretty good response to nitrogen. When I started on most of the corn work in Mississippi, we were initially recommending 1.7 pounds of N per, or 1.7 pounds of N per bushel, 1.3 pounds of N per bushel up to 100, 1.7 pounds of N per bushel for each bushel over 100, which I think is extremely high. 200 bushel corn, 300 pounds of N. In today's prices, that's $150 for N. So what we've seen is that most of the time on corn, now in 2000, this area had been in continuous cotton for as long as anybody could remember. So the first year, Zoriel was a, had been a herbicide of choice for cotton prior to going into the corn production. So we did have some problems. So we did end up with 140, 150 bushel corn the first year. But we did have some spots in the field that we didn't think was ever going to make anything. They stayed pretty white for a long time. So, you know, I kind of discarded the first year trying to get us into it. But 2001, now 2000, we took Zoriel out of the picture. 2001, it's been out of the picture for a year. Look at the kind of corn yields we picked up in the second year. We went from, we basically went up 100 bushel an acre. We saw some of the highest yields that had been experienced in the Mississippi Delta in 2001, but we topped out with nitrogen at about 240 pounds of N per acre. But we ended up, in this case, 240 pounds of N, 246 bushel acre, a bushel per pound of N. In 2002 and 2003, again, yields in excess of 200 bushel per acre. Top yield here, or the most economical yield, is going to be 200 pounds of N. Here's going to be 200 pounds of N in 2003. Both of them giving us a more than a bushel of corn per pound of N. The latter years, in both 2006 and 2007, we've not seen a significant yield increase above 160 pounds of N. Now, why that's happening, we don't seem to be building up much nitrogen in the soil profile. But, you know, I think with the organic matter that we're picking up, we're getting gradual increases in organic matter due to the rotation systems that we are able to get quite a bit of nitrogen from the soil. 2005 yields, some of our lower yields, if you call 200 bushel per acre. And we did get this out in ahead of the hurricane, so we were able to get some of this out. If we shift gears to the potassium side of things, those are means across nitrogen. One of the things that we've not seen in this, and this is, again, this is a phytogen variety, basically a mid-season cotton variety. We've not seen a response to potassium. This is averaged across N rates. In any of the years, we've not seen a response. Out of the 8 years, we've not seen a response to potassium. And realize that this, in 2007, this area, this right here, we've had a total of 120 times 8. So over 1,000 pounds, or right at 1,000 pounds of potash, of potassium has been applied to those plots in the last 8 years. We take a look at, this is at Tribbett, in similar situations. We're not seeing a response to potassium in any of these areas. Now let's shift more into cotton, and I did, let me back up here. That looks like a pretty decent field of cotton right there. It did average about 12 to 1,300 pounds of N. It's about this tall, and the cotton started fruiting about here. So we made a tremendous crop in the top, but we did have a real problem of being able to get much there. Now, these figures will be similar. These are means across nitrogen, across potassium. This is cotton following corn in these two. This is cotton following cotton in these two. This is for the Delta Research Station site. This is for the Trivet Satellite Farm site. In 2001, we saw a significant decrease in yield. Significant decrease in yield with increasing N rates as we went above 100, as we went above 90 pounds of N per acre. And this was normally this area before we were recommending on this particular soil. So cotton following corn, the excess nitrogen or the rotational effect, we started to see some decline here. Now, this is the only year that this happened, but it did happen in this year. At Trivet, there's a tendency here in 2001, but it was not significant. Neither one of these are significant at Trivet. Now, one of the problems we were running into is once we shifted into this rotation system, being able to control weeds. You know, we started ending up with more problems with Bermuda grass, and we shifted eventually to a Roundup Ready cotton variety to be able to handle some of the problems with Johnson grass or Bermuda grass, and also with nuts edge in these particular areas. Not a real broadleaf problem, mainly a grass problem when you start bringing corn into the picture. 2002, at the Delta Station, we ended up with very little response to nitrogen. The highest yields, there was no significant difference once we got above 90 pounds. 2000, this is following corn. Now notice at Trivet that we did end up with a response up to 150 pounds of N per acre. So we're seeing quite a bit of variation. 2002 following cotton, again, the yields are not as high, and it took 150 pounds of N here also. So even though 150 pounds of N in both situations, but we have seen quite a bit of difference between cotton following corn versus cotton following cotton. And this is going to be true for a lot of these situations. 2003 on the station, and I've tried to keep the scales pretty close to the same so you can get an idea about the differences here. So the scale is from 600 to 1800 on both of these to try to give you a visual picture of the differences that we saw here. Now, 2003, remember we saw about a 30-some percent or 19.3% difference in yield between the two systems. Again, we topped out with about 120 pounds of N. The excess N most years doesn't generally hurt us if weather conditions are acceptable. But there are situations where, you know, you saw in 2001 where it actually went down. 2003, again, tops out at 120 pounds. There's no justification for adding that extra nitrogen, whether it follows corn or whether it follows cotton. Now, in 2003, we did get a significant response to cotton following cotton, the only year that we did this, but response up to 180 pounds of N. But even at 180 pounds of N, we were way short of the yield we ended up with cotton just following cotton. At Trivet, the same year, now notice in 2003, the yields behind cotton and the yields behind corn are very similar. But again, in 2003, a significant response up to 180. No difference here at the station between 150 and 180. 2004, we didn't get a lot of response to anything. 90 pounds is the top. But notice that there's no, we haven't hurt ourselves. I think we've been lucky there. Where we've hurt ourselves is in our pocketbook. Because when you start adding an extra 90 pounds of nitrogen and it gives us no extra yield, that's where we're hurting ourselves. But notice the same thing at Trivet on this silty clay loam soil. The same year now, 2004, we got us a nice stair-step increase. But look at the differences in yield. We ended up with about 900 pounds here. We ended up with 12 to 1,350 pounds at Trivet the same year. Heavier textured soil, early planted, good irrigation in 2004. This plant did not get as big. There wasn't as much boll rot in 2004. We got nice response to nitrogen. So the soil type in this case has made a significant difference in the amount of yields that we end up with. This is 2005, the hurricane year. We don't need to say a whole lot about that. The 7 inches of rainfall and 70 miles per hour winds is the great equalizer. It did a pretty good job of equalizing everything. We did do some measurements later on in the year to look at how much loss we had due to wind and weather damages, and it was anywhere from 30 to 40% yield loss. Germinated cotton on the ground doesn't pick very well. So we did end up, this is 2006. Now this was a year where we saw tremendous differences in between the two systems, both at Stoneville. Now there's no response to nitrogen, neither one of these, but you're looking at about a 300 pound per acre difference between cotton following corn, but no response to nitrogen. 60 pounds of N was just as good. So, you know, what's governing this? Not necessarily nitrogen in most cases. And we didn't see a response to potassium in either on any of these sites. We did see that at Tribbett that we did get a significantly higher yield. Now, where'd Charlie go? There's an LSD at 90. Does that make you feel better? It was significant at 90. 56 wasn't, though. So, you know, there are some situations where we do get up a little bit. 2007, again, no response. Again, above 90 pounds of N per acre. No response following corn. At Tribbett, get out of here. Escape. Oh, there you go. Thank you. So we've seen, this thing's been all over the board for us over the last several years. But just again, to look at that summary, you know, at Stoneville, we have seen a negative response in only 2 years. Both of those years of when we've had problems with excess rainfall. And I think that's one of the things that is a take-home message here is that, you know, keeping the N rates down early and using split applications make it possible to adjust how much nitrogen we use during the growing season based somewhat on the growing conditions. In 2004, we had a boll rot problem. 2007, we had an insect problem. Both of these are things that we battled all season long. But we've seen some tremendous responses, and generally in the driest years is where we see the biggest response, and that's what you would expect to see. Just to summarize, that range has been from a negative 147 pounds of N this year. That was a 14% reduction in yield following the rotation. Other yields, we've had 200, I mean, that's a half a bale, that's a half a bale, and that's a half a bale. We've had, you know, pretty good responses in those things. This same field, if I take out the 2000 corn yield, this same area now, again, it's rotating across the field back and forth, but we're averaging 212 bushel per acre on corn. And I think most of our corn farmers would be happy to average that. You know, in 2004, we were down in yields, but we were down some there. Tells me to sum up. I'm in my summary right now. We've averaged across the 8 years, 11% increase due to the rotation. Now, this did go down at the station this year. That had been about 15%. But this one bad year in here has dropped our number down to around 11%. If we look at the same thing, this is the Tribbett. This is the summary. A couple of years here, there was very little difference. This was generally due to the fact that we were dealing with fighting weeds. Fighting the weeds of following the grass and stuff behind corn a couple of years in here. And the problem actually originated in the corn itself because we had a conflict or an antagonistic effect between an in-furrow insecticide and some of the over-the-top grass materials. You couldn't use those materials, Accent and Beacon, following some of the in-furrow insecticides. So we got into a problem with Johnson grass in the corn that carried over into the cotton. And once we shifted to Roundup Ready cotton, we ended up. But here at Tribbett, again, we're looking at an average of about 11% increase. And it's ranged from a minus 5 up to a plus 50. So it's quite a bit of variation. This, you know, once you make your commitment to a rotation system, you're pretty much making a major investment in that. So with that, David, I'm showing 25 seconds.
I'm ahead of the game.
For me, that's good.